And who cares what happens in America?
Well, we saved your ass in World War II. What do you have to...
We did, and who asked you out just now?
You piss off, woman.
Don't talk to me like that.
We don't need you anyway, bitch.
Shut up. Fuck you! Call me a stinky, stinky fucker.
You are listening to the Madhouse Radio Podcast. Madhouse Radio.
Holy dog shit, we're finally on. Yay. Carlito's on. Clone Homegrown is on, right? Yay, alright. We're here to do a show, folks, like it or not. It is now 10:18 on the dot. PM Eastern Standard Time on a Thursday, so you know you are listening to Madhouse Radio. Madhouse Radio is on...
21st for you that look at a calendar.
That's right. 21st. Man, what a day, huh? What happened today on the 21st? Nothing happened, right?
I got a new puppy, man.
You got... What'd you get exactly?
A Chihuahua Shih Tzu mix.
Oh, man. Oh, you know what I've seen? I saw a picture once of a Chihuahua and a German Shepherd mix. I kid you not. It was
what the fuck?
Yeah.
That's a big little dog.
Well, dude, like, it was a female German Shepherd and a male Chihuahua, and, like, it was at my last job, and the girl on her desk in her office, she had this picture of this dog, like, what breed of dog is this? And she's like, it's German Shepherd and Chihuahua.
Dude.
And I was like, what? And she's like, yeah, German Shepherd and Chihuahua. He fucked the huge German Shepherd, the Chihuahua. He got away with it, got her pregnant. And
you're
it,
totally fucking around, because that Chihuahua couldn't mount that fucker laying down.
I don't know. It looked like it, dude. I don't know how, but it had a face like a Chihuahua, but it was the size of a German Shepherd. It was really freaky looking. Like, it was not natural, dude. I mean, seriously, that chick, her name is...
Was it like a Mars Attacks, you know, where they put the Chihuahua head on that fucking body and...
No, it wasn't like that. I just saw the picture. But, yeah, that was a really freaky-looking dog, dude. A Chihuahua-German Shepherd mix. German Shepherd. I'm high. How about that, huh?
That's great. Me too, man.
All right, man. Let's hear...
Glad to be here.
Let's hear for getting high. All right. Right on, man. So, when are you doing a show?
Well, we got my audio fixed.
Yeah, it sounds pretty good, man. You're not coming in too loud.
That's good.
And we're here, and we're going to do a show. Make sure you visit madhouselive.com. Again, the web address here is madhouselive.com. And keep in mind, you can also reach me on AOL Instant Messenger, Madhouse Radio. Again, that's Madhouse Radio on AOL Instant Messenger. You can reach us on Yahoo Messenger, Madhouse Radio Online. Again, that's Madhouse Radio Online on Yahoo Messenger. And if you're using MSN Messenger, madhouselive@hotmail.com. But you can see, if you didn't catch those, just go over to madhouselive.com and all the links and information are there appropriately, as well as links to the chat room. And the toll-free line will be open later tonight. It is closed now. Please hold your calls. But when it is open, the toll-free line is 888-278-8509. And there it is. Gene Green was supposed to be here tonight. But holy shit, Milkman, you're loud. But Milkman's here.
Welcome, Milkman.
Fucking scared me, man. What the hell, Milkman? Welcome in. Great. That's what we get from Milkman. I guess he's on a new computer again. I think he just got finished installing TeamSpeak, so he'll be joining us shortly here. He's probably finishing his configuration. But in the meantime, as I said, be sure to get a hold of us here. As we said appropriately earlier, if you didn't copy it down, madhouselive.com. I'm talking like a faggot today, man. Fuck. I hate it when I talk like this.
Oh, you are not.
It's Kitty K. Hey, everybody.
Hey.
Hey. Yeah, he's really getting drunk a lot. A lot. A lot. He drinks.
You know, that's what caused my bipolar, is I was an alcoholic for fucking many years.
Yeah, many years, huh? Wow, man. Yeah, alcoholism.
Well, I could drink Katie K under the table any night.
Wow, you're coming in really loud again, but yeah, I understand that. Make sure you got your that mic boost. Make sure that mic boost is turned the fuck off. All right, anyway. Milkman, you too. You're coming in loud. What's up? God damn it. This show's always a fucking catastrophe. Thank you, guys, as always. Big surprise.
Hey, we're gonna talk, man.
Don't talk. Don't talk, Milkman. You're way too fucking loud. Jeez. This is horrible. Anyway, so we got people listening and people waiting for us to do prank calls. Lonesome Loser is in the chat room. Lonesome Loser reports that he's having issues with his computer. And he may be in and out, which is not good. But we do have a phone card ready, so we'll be using that phone card here shortly. I would implore all of you out there to please send us your numbers as you want for people to be prank called. Do that now. You're too loud still, Milkman. Keep working on it. God damn it.
Should have been there, audio chick, man.
Yeah. You're loud too. What are you? Look at the kettle calling the pot black. Aha.
Hey, you told me it sounded good.
Yeah, it did earlier. Now you sound like you're loud and stuff. Anyway, hey, we got a speaking of madhouselive.com, we got a prank request on the request link there. Anyway, if you want to request a prank, you can do that over the webpage madhouselive.com. And a fella named Joe here, who actually called the house earlier tonight. He called the toll-free line a few hours ago. But anyway, he sent in a number for a dude named Omar Khalifa, who works at a water treatment plant. He's 23 years old. His father keeps sheep in the back of their property, about 30 of them. Two dogs got in at night and ate some of them, so you can call and say that that you want your dogs back, and they have to pay for the shots that the dogs have to take because the dogs have HIV from his gay sheep. LOL, you guys rock. Sincerely.
Can sheep get AIDS?
Joe, I don't know. Maybe they can. Maybe they can get it from people.
I know cats can.
Cats can get AIDS. Cats, yeah. And dogs can get AIDS, too. But it doesn't kill them, though. It doesn't affect them. I don't know how it fucking works.
No. They're just transfers.
They're just transfers, yeah. They get it from gay people who have sex with them. That's all it is. So don't let gay people near your pets. And pets should not be owned by gay people. Especially not
Joe. I'm scared for Katie K having all those cats.
Yeah, well, you know. What do you know? We're not implying anything, all right? And, yeah, if
no,
you're...
No, not at all.
And if, I care, anyway. But you are listening to us tonight on PC, so... I'm kidding. We're on Prank Call Radio, everybody, PCR. We're on the Madhouse Radio Network, madhouselive.com, and we're also on PCU, prankcallundergroundradio.com. That is the truth. If you don't like it, bye-bye. You're peeing over there then. Okay. Alright, so hey, I'm gonna call this dude then. It's Omar Khalifa. This is in California, so it is now 7:25. Shouldn't it be that late? Stand by, everybody. The first call of the night is coming right up. I need to play a song here first. If I could find it. I'm really lispy today. Very lispy. And I want to thank Dr. Lego for letting me on the show last night. Had a great time doing that show. Doing that prank call I did, that was really
yeah,
cool.
That was a good call.
Hey, thanks, man. Appreciate it. All right, we'll be right back after this. First prank call tonight is coming right up.
Hi, you reached Omar.
Don't sound good.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have
finished
recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Omar, how you doing? If you can give me a call back, please, as soon as possible, 1-888-278-8509. This is on a personal business matter. Please call me back as soon as possible this evening, 1-888-278-8509. I'll be in the office until 10 p.m. Thank you very much. My name is Jack Valenti. Please call me back as soon as possible. Thank you, sir.
You know what? I had an idea, man.
What idea?
Get Jack Masterson to call a 24-hour Weight Watchers, like, weight worried line.
Do you think there's a weight crisis line? I wonder.
Oh, yeah, dude.
This has got to be a wait crisis.
I'll find you one.
Yeah, but it can't be a toll-free number because they can trace toll-free numbers. As me and Madman figured out, the last show he did here, we called a toll-free prayer line, and I called in with him, and we were real stupid. About 3 o'clock in the morning, the next day they called back. They traced the
you
call.
You should look into www.spooftel.com.
There's a Spooftel and there's Spoofcard also. I think it's spoofcard.com. I'm thinking about becoming one of their, an affiliate of theirs. They're offering an affiliate program to buy and sell spoof cards. I think I'm going to start giving those out. Yeah. I'm going to start giving out $5 ones as gifts here on the show starting next year. I'm gonna buy them.
There you go. I sent you a number.
Okay, good. Thank you, man. Awesome. Should I meet that one?
Eating disorder line.
That's an eating disorder line? Okay, cool. We're gonna call that next. What's a good fat song that I could play? A fat person, Notorious B.I.G.
You got anything from the Fat Boys?
You know what? I don't have anything from the Fat Boys. That's real fucked up, man. I should be repping the Fat Boys, man.
That's fucked up.
Yeah, you remember the twist, the Fat Boys twist? I need to get that.
Yeah.
Come on, baby. Fucking shit. I don't know. I'll play some Notorious B.I.G. because he's a real fatty. Nothing wrong with that because I myself am a fatty.
Fat Joe.
Fuck Fat Joe. Who's the other Big Pun? Now, he was big and I kind of liked him.
Big Pun.
Here we go. Here's some Big Pun and Notorious B.I.G. We'll play this instead. Hang on. Next prank call of the night is coming right up. Or should I say the first one?
Love to hear a Big Pun and B.I.G. collab. That shit would have been incredible.
Monday through Friday, 9 to 5 Central Standard Time.
Wah, wah. Oh, sorry.
That's all right. You tried.
It's okay. That was the first number I found.
Holy shit! It's Milkman. Milkman, what's up, man? How you doing, brother?
Are you gonna unmute me so I can catch my feel?
You sound good. You're a little bassy, but you're not bad at all.
Well, I do have a deep voice, man.
You do have a very deep voice, but hey, nice to have you on board tonight, Milkman. Awesome. We're gonna play
true some, that, Carlito.
Let's play some Milkman music here. There we go. Milkman's favorite song in the world. So hey, everybody. I'd like to thank all 51 of you who are listening right now. Thank you very much for dealing with us. Madhouse Radio is live. MadhouseLive.com. MadhouseLive.com. So, Milkman, in the new year, get this. I'm going to be giving out prizes, perhaps on a weekly, you know, I'm going to give out a $5 prize once a week, you know, to a caller or something like that. And I'm going to be giving out $5 phone cards, spoof phone cards. Isn't that awesome?
Cool.
Yeah, so look out for that. It's going to be a customized Madhouse one. And, oh, yeah, the first weekend of January, the Madhouse Radio CD, Volume 1, is being released. There you go.
Nice. And you're going to send me one, right?
I'm going to send you a copy. I'll send Milkman a copy. I'll send Lego a copy and every, you know, people like that. I'll send Lonesome Loser a copy if he wants one and the rest of you can
call. I'll shoot you my email one day.
Yeah, the rest of you can probably get a copy. I don't know. I'll sell it for like $5 or something. Something real cheap. I'll make maybe a dollar on each one, I guess, to fund it. I don't know. We'll see.
Hey, man, you're going to be a rich man.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Dollar on top of that, you sell a million?
Hell yeah, man. That's $1 million. That's awesome. That's $800,000 after taxes, man. That's a lot
then
of
then you invest in mutual funds.
Yeah. CDs. I like CDs. You know, you got to get half CDs, half mutual funds, and you're good to go. Ain't that right, Milkman? Milkman knows.
When E.F. Hutton Madhouse speaks, everybody stops and listens.
Right, exactly. Milkman, may I say your audio?
With Merrill Lynch, man.
Merrill, yeah. And who's the Waterhouse guy? What's that all about? T.D. Waterhouse?
T.D., yeah.
I don't know. How does that work, you know? Like Edward Jones and stuff. You know what was weird? You know, when I used to work at a credit card company, we had the Edward Jones credit card. And the only people that would call in...
Oh, yeah.
The only people that would call in that had them were Asians, like Japs, Koreans, Vietnamese. They would, whenever I would get a call and the guy had the, I mean, we had tons of cards. We had like every sports team, fucking a bunch of shit. But, you know, you get the Star Wars credit card or the Disney credit card and we ran it. You call and we'd answer the phone. So this guy was Edward Jones, you know, and they're like, I don't know, what are they? They just sell, don't they like pretty much handle you selling and buying stock? Isn't that all they do? Well, you know? I don't know. Milkman, do you know how this works? I don't really know. But they're always Asians.
Man, I don't know. I don't like blowing my money, so I really don't have anything to do with that crap.
Yeah, well, apparently Asians like the Edward Jones. Whatever that, whatever. Take that, take what you will from that. Whatever. Fuck it. Why am I even talking about that? Anyway, in the chat room, we have people talking. People are making a big deal that we're on PCU also. I mean, whatever, dude. I mean, don't make a big deal about it. Who fucking cares? It gives
me. So what's the surprise coming?
Uh-huh. Should I announce the big surprise now? Should I? Are you guys ready?
I'm waiting.
I think the surprise is at least that we went on early.
No, we were still 17 minutes late after what we projected. But hey, I do have good news, everybody.
That's how come I wasn't in here exactly at 10.
Oh, really? Well, you're smart.
I thought you had 11.
I read
it earlier in the chat room.
You're a very smart guy. Very smart. All right, Cloned and Milkman, or I'm sorry, Milkman and Clone, rather. I have won an award. I have been presented with an award. That is my surprise.
Ooh,
really?
Milkman, guess what do you think it would be? What award do you think I won?
Oh, Dr. Lego's Prank Award.
Nope, not yet. Not yet. That one got by me again. Clone, your shot. Any idea?
Badass of the Year.
Not Fat Ass of the Year, no. But thank you very much for that. I appreciate that. Much love from Clone Homegrown. Although I have passed that up. I've passed up the Fat Ass of the Year for 4 years straight now. But no, it wasn't that. Oh, man.
The greatest new internet host of 2006.
Yeah, I wish, but no. Nope.
Employee of the Month.
Employee of the Month. Employee of the Week. Yeah, most improved. You know, if you ever win most improved anything, that's everybody's way of saying you suck. All right, don't ever get happy for getting
you
most.
Suck, but we're gonna let you know you're pretty good at it.
you're the retard who didn't do it the worst, pretty much. You know what I mean? Like most improved goes to dumbasses and like the retarded kid on the football team who handles the towels and the water. He gets, like, most improved every year. That's it. So fuck most improved, okay? Fuck that. Anyway.
Call those the mat maids.
Yeah. My announcement, everybody, is I have won a very special award. I am Time Magazine's Person of the Year.
Wow.
No shit.
Holy shit, man.
I have won Time Magazine's...
Up there with the Clooney.
Time Magazine's Person of the Year, Carlito.
Damn.
I got the news over the weekend. So I'm going to be
breaking
in Time...
News.
Go be. If you don't believe me, go to time.com. No, seriously. The Person of the Year this year is you. Y-O-U. That's it. So do you think...
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, that's what they decided this year. Do you think maybe they just don't have any fucking... You know what I mean? They just gave up on the whole thing?
They're just shooting for new subscribers.
I guess. Yeah, yeah. Hey, we'll give you the award if you come over. Yeah, anyway. The big surprise...
No, actually, I think since they lost the big Republican move for the year, they don't have anything to bitch about or talk about. So they're doing anything.
Yeah,
they're
I think
trying
so.
To change the subject.
Well, magazines are going out of business anyway. You know, in the next 10 years, there probably won't be any
Internet's
magazines
left.
It's all internet now. Yeah, I mean, Time Magazine will be around, but they'll be online. You know, you'll subscribe to
be
Time
online
magazine.
And then shitters and shit.
Not yeah. Time. No, all the computer magazines.
All the computer magazines. You think? Well, that's retarded. Why would you get a like? You know, I remember back in the day, you'd want to get like Game Pro or you want to get EGM or something like that. You know, when I was growing up, if I wanted to know the newest. Best information about, you know, the old school systems when they were just coming out, I had to buy the magazine. It came out once a month, and it was always like 3 months behind in what they had reported in there. And then the internet comes around, and now you get the news, you know, before you know, instantly. As soon as it gets out there, the internet has it spread all over, you know, every single website. It's like, why would you bother buying
it? Yeah, basically, as soon as it's news, you got it.
Yeah, you don't have to wait on a magazine. You don't have to pay $5 for it.
I hate reading the internet, anything on the internet. I hate looking at web browsers to read. I want a piece of paper in my hand.
Change your settings.
All you got to do is turn your head, look back. You ain't got to look at the screen, man.
I don't know.
It's terrible to read on a screen.
I can't read anymore.
You push.
I know, right? I can't. I have no. All I need now is my iPod. Seriously, I have games on my iPod. I have music on my iPod. I have podcasts on my iPod. You know, if
you're not reading a computer screen.
Yeah, but I don't know. I mean, I don't want to read magazines. Okay. You know, you gotta. And the magazines are bad for the environment and shit because, you know, fucking magazines are, you know, all made out of paper, man. You know. Polluting the environment. Fuck a magazine.
The paper's biodegradable.
I don't know. Is it?
DRTs aren't.
Yeah, still. Well, they should recycle CRTs.
LCDs.
They last forever. Don't you know that?
That's right.
Yeah. Anyway. I got chapped lips, too, man.
Petroleum.
I got some chapped lips. Chapped lips. My lips are all chapped up. Milkman, your audio is low.
I'm Steven.
Yeah. No, that's fine. No, thank you. We don't need those tips around here, okay? We don't go that route here. That's lowbrow, clone.
Use the tip of my dick.
Yeah, thanks. Like chapstick. That's gay. Look at this chapstick here. Look at this black chapstick. Black stick.
Get on your knees to use my kind of chapstick.
I got the cure for the tonsillitis, yeah. Who Dat's Cajun Restaurant is coming in from Lonesome Loser, who is going by Storm Shadow this month, apparently. Lonesome Loser, thank you very much for that. He's confirming numbers slowly but surely, so that's awesome. And if you want to send me a number, do it now. God damn it. We're not going to be on too late because I have to get up early tomorrow to... I got a meeting at 7:30 in the morning I got to be at. And I got to do some Christmas shopping tomorrow. I got a lot of things to do tomorrow, so we're not going very late tonight. About 2 hours max tonight.
It's always something with you.
It is. You know what? I'm constant. Oh, yeah, here's the other news. This show here that you're listening to now sucks. Number one, I have to take off. This is an exclusive of PC Radio off the beginning of the pranks because that doesn't exclusively apply anymore, number one. Number two, I got to put this stuff on CDs now and shit. But anyway, I got to do that, and I also got to let you guys know that... the show is going to be starting at 11 o'clock Eastern Standard Time for, like, until the summer. Starting next week. We're going to be starting... Yeah, I mean, I'm sorry. We're going to lose an hour there. So we'll probably be going, like, 11 p.m. to 1 a.m., I think, from now on. At least for the foreseeable future, because I am back in college. I have a class that I have to do. I have to take a class. And
big campus man.
Yeah, man. Big man on campus. I'm the oldest man on campus, pretty much. I'm 27 and I'm a junior. Mm. I'm a college junior and I'm 27.
I'm just pussy in school.
Yeah, you know, the good times, good times. But hey, I'm happy now. I've got Athena. Anyway, we got to try calling. Okay, well, we got someone, the dude in the chat room who sent in the number, the first one we called that didn't work out. Let me check here. Let me see if... He said he sent a new one here. Let me check that right quick here. If not, we're just going to call Lonesome Loser's number. Hey, Milkman, can you send me the number for that that bus driver lady?
Deborah Mansfield?
Okay, yeah, I'll look for it, man.
All right, cool. Send that to me on... are you on? Oh, yeah, in IRC, if you don't mind.
Pick me a name. Oh, yeah.
Okay, whatever. Yeah, I got you. Just pop it over to me, whatever. Lonesome Loser has also sent in a number for a Narcotics Anonymous 24-hour helpline. Awesome, dude. We'll get to that next.
Oh, dude.
That is fucking sweet. We have a phone call here from I don't know who.
Crazy fucker?
I don't know. Jonathan, you think? I think so.
Just answer and hang up.
Madhouse Radio, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, who's this?
Who's this?
It's Big O.
Who?
Omar,
how you doing, sir?
Not too bad. How you doing? Who's this?
My name is Jack Valenti.
Do I know you?
Well, there's an issue with
my dogs.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not very happy with how things are turning out. I think maybe you and I need to come together to an agreement monetarily.
I'm sorry, your dogs...
My dogs have been hurt.
Your dogs have been hurt?
Yes, they have.
I don't know anything about your dogs.
Well, the problem here being, sir, my dogs decided to, you know, nip at your sheep a little bit, and someone there at your house pretty much hurt my dog. And I don't know if you know what kind of dog this is, but he's pretty expensive. He's got papers, he's AKC, and we breed him, actually, you know?
No, nobody at my house has hurt anybody's dog.
What about your sheep?
I'm sorry, yes, but we did have our sheep attacked.
Yeah, well, I think your sheep attacked my dog in the process. They retaliated, and now the dog is, he's not having sex, he's not active anymore, he's just laying down.
Okay, good for your dog.
And I'm out of a lot of money here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what, why don't you go ahead and call animal control, and then we'll go through them, all right?
Okay, your sheep are vicious, and they're violent, sir.
And
I'm going to have you kicked out of town. Do you know who I am? Exactly.
But you know what? Thank you for my sheep. They're good guard sheep. You know that?
I'm the president of the Homeowners Association, sir.
Really?
Yes, I am. Okay. And do you know that it is not legal for you to have barn animals inside this community?
Okay, well, then sue me. Thank you.
Well, no. The problem is you're going to start getting a $200 a day fine until you evacuate them.
That's fine. I'm rich.
How would you evacuate a sheep exactly?
You call FEMA. I don't know.
That's not funny, sir. That's not funny. I lost my mother.
How about you piss off?
I lost my mother in New Orleans.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes. So. All right. That's it.
Call FEMA.
Then try an enema.
What the fuck was that? I fucking.
So it wasn't Jonathan. It was Omar.
Yeah, it was. Well, I'm kind of concerned here. I don't know if my number got blocked when I called out. I didn't turn the toll-free line on, did I?
Didn't you leave it?
Huh?
I thought you left it.
I don't know.
It didn't get blocked, man.
I don't know. Yeah, it's disabled. Yeah, the phone card that I was using isn't working, apparently. It's not blocking the number, so now that guy has my number. Holy shit, I'm screwed. Anyway, let's take this one. Now someone else is calling here. I'm probably in a lot of trouble now.
Cool. Mention PCR when you get busted.
Hello?
The Orlando Police Department is looking for a missing person who may be endangered. He is Richard Fitzgerald, a white male, 69 years of age. Mr. Fitzgerald is 5'6", 140 pounds, has white hair, thin build. Left his home in the 1400 block of Park Lake Street on 12-2106 at approximately 05:30 a.m. and has not been heard from since. He may be wearing a brown hooded jacket, blue jeans, and a striped blue hat.
What the fuck?
Mr. Fitzgerald has Alzheimer's and needs help. Please call 911 or the Orlando Police Department. Non-emergency number at 321-235-5300.
Ma'am, are you speaking to me live or are you recording? It's a fucking recording. That scared the shit out of me, dude.
Holy shit. I just fucking turned pale. That was weird when you hear this is the Orlando... It goes, this is the Orlando Police Department. After what we were talking about, I was like, uh-oh. Worst case scenario. And it's, you know what it was? And the number that came up is 911-911-911. It's in Florida, they have the 911 callback. So, like, if there's an Amber Alert, it calls everybody who has 911 connected, and it gives them a message to watch out or whatever. There's some fucking old guy with Alzheimer's disease who's missing. That fucking scared the shit out of me. Wow. Are you okay there, cloned? Jesus Christ.
No.
What the fuck is this shit?
That was fucking scary as hell, man. Holy shit. I was like, oh, damn, I'm fucked up. Man.
I can't quit laughing.
When she said, this is the Orlando Police Department, I was like, oh, fuck. I'm sorry. Huh? What? Milkman, what? Okay, I don't know what Milkman said. Something about the Dr. Lego show. Anyway.
I was crying.
Okay. Continuing on, we have Narcotics Anonymous 24-hour helpline. Here, we're talking about the fact that the phone line is not being blocked. That fucking sucks. So I'm going to actually test that, and we're going to call that the Narcotics Anonymous line. We also have Boo the Clown. coming up next. Give me about a minute here to test the phone line, and the next prank call is coming right up.
Well, shit, this sucks. We got problems.
As usual, we have problems here, everybody. The phone card we have is not blocking the phone number. God damn it. Huh. Interesting. Cloned is trying to send in another one. Are you there, Cloned?
Yeah, I'm here, man.
Hello. Hey, what's up? Who's this?
You said the 800 number's not working?
Oh, hang on. Let me put you on the air, bro. Hang on. I got someone on the line here. Hang on.
Hey, man, what's up?
Hey, Carlito.
Yeah, man.
You're tripping out. That Omar or whatever, you left your number on his answering machine.
No, I left the toll-free number, but the toll-free was turned off.
I told him that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, well, I don't know, but that's how he had to get your number, man.
No. He got off the caller ID. He got my personal number, you understand? See, when I call out, it's from my house phone, you see? But when you call back on the toll-free line, it hits the toll-free line, and it hits this right here. You see, you called the 888 number? Yeah, I just turned it on right now, so right before you called in. So,
okay, man.
Yeah, he got off the caller ID. I can't do prank calls with my caller ID showing up.
Yeah, I was like, man, that Carlito is freaking out. He must be baked out of his mind. He left his number right on there, but yeah, then okay. Yeah, he got that number.
Yeah, that's why I give out the toll-free line, and I block my number, so fucking it works out that way. You know, people don't get my number that way. But
and then how about that shit, a fucking Amber Alert for some 85-year-old guy comes and calls your house right after, like, fucking eh.
Right as we're talking about, like, oh, shit, that M block, what's going to happen? It's fucking Orlando Police Department. That was scary as hell.
That would have been that would have been great. It would have been the David Koresh of prank calls if that would.
The SWAT team was like outside the door. That'd be some shit right there, dude.
Yeah, but anyway, I figured I'd just call in and be like, you know, I don't know. I thought maybe I'd help you guys out there, but apparently out in listener land, it's a little it's the picture's not so clear. So
yeah, exactly. All right, man.
All right, well, I'm glad to hear the Madhouse. We'll catch you. Just keep listening and enjoying.
There it is, man. Thank you.
All right. Later, guys.
All right, bye.
Bye.
That's Killer P, everybody. Killer P. Killer P on the line. I don't know. Clone, can you check that number again that you sent me? It's not coming in right. Ooh, another caller.
Yeah. Hang on.
All right.
Hello.
Hello?
Hello.
Hey, man, how you doing?
All right.
With the radio station?
Yeah, kind of, yeah.
Oh, okay, that's cool.
All right, who is?
Man, it's Omar, man. Y'all just try prank calling me.
Oh, yeah, man. The phone number isn't blocking out, man.
Oh, man, how you going to make a prank phone call and not block your phone number?
Well, normally it works, but the technology we use to do that isn't working right now. We figured it out when you called back.
Technology dial *67.
It's not.
How much technical is that?
I must have hit something else.
Oh,
hey, dude, you want to know something that's funny, Omar, man?
What's up, man?
The second that you hung up, and I was saying on the air, like, oh, I think our number went out on that because he called back or whatever. I got a call here from the local police department.
Are you serious?
You know what an Amber Alert is?
Amber, lost kids.
Yeah, well, here in Florida, like when they have an Amber Alert, the 911 system calls out to everybody on the phone network.
Oh wow!
And it's a recording saying there's an Amber Alert or whatever, and there's like one that just happened here for some dude with Alzheimer's.
Uh huh.
And it called me back, and I freaked out because the first thing it says is like, "This is the Orlando Police Department." I was like, "Oh shit, this guy works fast, man." I was like, "Yeah, I don't know who I was fucking with," so that kind of got me, man. I was fucked up. But yeah, man.
That's cool, though.
I don't know.
Just told me right now. Man.
Some dude told me to give you a call. I don't know his name.
My boy.
All right, we stay anonymous here. That's cool. Well, do you have?
That's cool, man.
If you got a computer, man, check us out online. If you liked it, madhouselive.com.
Cool deal, man. Hey, what I win?
All right, madhouselive.com. You didn't win nothing. We don't have any prizes. Yeah, I know. I'm a college student and I'm poor, so I just do what I can, man. Yeah, but you win my appreciation and you win $5 in Madhouse money.
Fucking cool deal, man.
All right, man.
All right, man. Take care.
All right, my brother. Peace out. All right.
Yes, it's lucky.
Well, that worked out for the best, I guess. That was pretty good. Yeah, at least he has a sense of humor, everybody. Oh, man.
Thank you, Joe.
Yeah, that was funny. Yeah, Joe. Thanks, Joe. Bro. My friend Chill Will wants to come over to join in. But the problem being right now is that...
smoke weed every day.
I don't know if we're going to be able to keep doing a show. We got plenty of callers, though. Hang on. We got another caller in California. You know who we haven't talked to? Seriously.
Try that 800 number I just sent.
Okay. Cool. I'll do that. Let's talk to this dude here first.
Hello.
Yeah, it's Joe.
What's up, Joe, man?
Dog, that shit scared me. I thought he called the cops on you. I was like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, that was some quick shit, man. If he did that, I was like, this guy's a fucking FBI agent or something. He got his... I was like, holy shit.
That's why I called him, and I was like, nah, don't call the cops. It's a free call.
Yeah, that's because my number went out. That fucking sucks. We're working on it. We're working on getting another card here that would work out. That will work out, so... So yeah,
that shit was funny though.
Yeah, that was pretty funny. It's too bad because I was gonna try to call him on his house number and shit, but
yeah,
he's in on it now. Well, whatever. We tried, man. Appreciate it. That was still good. It ended up being real good. All right, man. Thanks for calling in, man.
All right, thanks. Bye.
All right, later, bro.
Peace.
All right. Well, it could be worse, everybody. We could have nothing to talk about at all, but we got plenty of people calling in. So thanks, guys. Thanks everybody out there for listening and calling. But yeah, we really do need to call Crazy Fucker. I can call him. He knows my number anyway. He's not going to do nothing. Lonesome Loser is working on a new phone card. Clone Homegrown sent one in also here. Let me try that one. Hang on, folks. I'm sorry about this. As usual, we're all fucked up in the way we do our show. Nothing ever works right here. I'll play that one.
A review.
All right. Milkman, are you still around, man?
Yeah, man, I'm right here.
All right.
Yeah, man, I'm right here.
Yeah, man. Kitty's on top of me right now. Oh, it's definitely not working, dude. I don't know.
I can give you a local access number. I mean,
well, that'll defeat the purpose. I don't have long distance at all. So shit, we're in trouble.
Yeah, I know.
We're in trouble, folks. We are in trouble. Storm Shadow is working on getting.
We just asked everybody in the chat.
Yeah, that's fine, guys. If we can't, we'll let someone else on. It's all right. It's not the end of the world. I'm gonna try to call Crazy Fucker though. We haven't talked to him in a while. Here comes Crazy Fucker, everybody.
Hello.
Hi, Carlito. What's up?
Hey, what's up, DTT? How you doing, man?
Fine. How about you? Good show. That was so funny.
Yeah, that was funny and scary at the same time.
Yeah.
I know. We're having trouble making more prank calls. We're working on it. Well, yeah, how you doing, DTT?
How about you?
Good. How's Michigan? Is it cold up there?
Yeah, I'm going to leave it for 3 days. I'm going out of town.
You going to Lebanon or just going
No,
out?
I'm going to somewhere.
Oh, to somewhere? Okay. All right.
I'm going to stalk you.
We'll keep it secret. Okay, man. That's fine.
Yeah, how are you feeling, man?
I'm all right. You know, I had a headache all day, but I had a really busy...
On the air, right?
Yeah, exactly.
What's up, everybody?
Hey, yeah, you're on the air. Yeah, everybody hears you.
Tell Saigon stop being like a bitch.
Is Saigon like a bitch? Who is Saigon in the chat room?
I know who he is. Jimmy. Come.
Jimmy Connors.
Jimmy Connors, is that who
yeah,
it is?
He's being like a bitch.
Oh, that's fine, man. Just, I don't know. He's Saigon, he stirs the pot. He's a funny dude.
Yeah, he is, but I like that bitch.
Yeah.
He's about as funny as a smelly ass.
Milkman says he's about as funny as a smelly ass.
Yeah.
He told him, huh?
Yeah, he's a good guy, man.
Yeah, that's he's cool. So
what'd
you...
go to this place, I'm going to try to plug PCR.
Oh, yeah, man, do that shit. Plug the Madhouse, too, man. Don't forget
I'm
us.
I'm going to plug it, the Madhouse. I do it in the chat room, always. I like you guys prank.
All right, well, I was going to ask you right quick. Damn it, what the hell was it? I forgot.
What?
I forgot, man. I was going to ask you something, but... Yeah, what'd you have for dinner tonight? That's what I was going to ask you. I wonder what you had, like, to eat.
Pasta?
Yeah. Yeah? You don't eat, you're halal, right? You eat halal?
Yeah, it's all good shit.
Yeah? I mean, you never have, I'm not trying to offend you, but you never had, like, sausage on your pizza on accident or nothing?
No,
like that?
Yeah, beef sausage, kosher.
Oh, beef sausage.
Kosher,
okay.
Yeah.
But it's not the same, though.
Yeah, like, Dr. Lego doesn't eat pork.
Yeah, I think he doesn't follow it, though. He doesn't, kosher, he doesn't follow the kosher thing. Well, that's something. All right, man.
Okay, I'll talk to you later.
All right, bro. Take care of yourself.
Say hi to the team and everybody.
I will. No problem.
With Home Clone Grown and everybody.
And Milkman. There he is.
Where's Madman and Gang Green?
Gang Green, he was supposed to come over. I didn't hear from him. And then Madman, I don't know either, man. I don't know.
Okay.
All right. I think Madman just showed up. But, yeah. Okay. All right, man. Peace out. All right.
All right.
Well, that's DTT, everybody. I don't know what to say about that.
So what are we going to do, man? I don't understand. What's happening?
I'm trying to find Crazy Fucker's number, but I don't remember when he last called here so I can find the number. I'm looking in the call logs here. Hang on. We're going to go to 200 calls per page. It's got to show up here.
God.
He's got to be one in 200 people have called his show last. This guy used to always call in every week like clockwork.
Gotta be.
Ever since we took our break, he hasn't called back. There's Zolar's number. Zolar Vision. There it is. I found him. Okay, we're going to call Crazy Fucker next, as long as no one else calls in.
I forgot about that song.
Turn it down.
It's a good song. Turn what down?
Yeah, it is. I'm telling him to already.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. He's always listening in the background.
Hello?
Hey, dude, what's up, man?
It's High Pitchers from the Howard Stern Show. How you doing, Carlito?
What's up, High Pitch? How you doing, brother?
Oh, not too fucking good. I just ran out of pizza. And ding dong. And donuts.
You want me to stop by the Subway?
Yeah, please do that. Tell him it's High Pitch Eric from the Howard Stern Show. And they'll give you whatever you want.
You sound more like Anna Nicole Smith than High Pitch Eric right now, though, to be honest.
Yes, no, I got so many things to go.
Yeah, you see, we're telling you to
hey,
turn it
hello.
Down.
Hey,
I'm telling
hey.
You to already. Oh,
okay. Turn it down.
Carlito.
Yeah, what's up, man?
Hey, how's it going, man?
Not bad. Where you been for the last month?
Oh, shit. I've been, sober, man. I quit drinking.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, quit drinking.
Did you find the Lord?
Good for you, man. Start smoking.
I found the Lord, man, but I found that unless I stopped drinking, I was going to meet the Lord pretty damn quick.
Really?
And I wasn't, yeah, you know. Yeah, I was, I'm telling you, man, I don't know what it is. I think they're putting something in the alcohol, man, but, I think they're putting, like, fucking poison in the alcohol.
Oh, come on now. You really think that?
Yeah. Or else it's just a accumulation of, years of, alcohol abuse.
Okay, so you think it's just taking its toll on your body now? What the fuck was that?
What was that?
I don't know. Something was coming back on feedback. I apologize, sir.
Yeah, I'll tell you, man. Quit drinking alcohol and, it's a whole new movie, man. It's like, now I wake up in the morning and I'm not all fucking sick and weak and...
Well, that's good. And it's been how long now? 3 weeks sober?
Longer, about a month now.
Wow,
about
man.
A month.
That's good. So you're off now. Are you smoking?
About a month.
Are you smoking or anything like that?
No, man. Man. It's fucking weed out here. It's so fucking expensive. I can't afford no fucking weed.
Three drinks the Mad Dog 420, man.
Like I know I could go about 400 miles from here and get all the weed I want for free, but fuck, man, that's just, I don't need it that bad to do that.
For free? You stealing it or?
No,
Okay.
It would be given as a gift to me if I go there.
All right, man. That's
but
good.
I'm not at that.
Well, don't go back to it, man. It's all good.
Well, it's like I use marijuana as like a sacrament, man. If I try to use it in a frivolous manner and use it like a like drinking a beer, that it's like it gets me really fucking paranoid. But if I use it like a sacrament and I use it like a meditation aid,
right?
And like you know, to try to be totally in the here and the now, then it's really beneficial.
Yeah, but when you get to the point where you're kind of, you have to have it to, you know, eat. You have to have it to wake up in the morning to get by the day. You know what I mean? That's that kind of thing. You got more. You know, addicted. You can't really get addicted to weed, but
well, you can psychologically.
Psychologically, exactly. You get a psychological addiction to getting high, is what it is.
Yeah, and it's like I know people, man, that just they smoke it like cigarettes, man, and it seems like they don't really get off on it. But I do it so infrequently that when I do take a toke, man, it's like almost going on an acid trip.
Yeah. Well, it is a mild whatever. It's a mild form of acid or whatever, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's definitely a good thing, and man, it just fucking pisses me off the way these motherfuckers have made alcohol legal, and they got these big distilleries and breweries everywhere.
Right.
And it's like if you ever been like in areas where they've got these big distilleries and breweries, you ought to see what they do to the waterways and the and they totally put out toxic wastes into the fucking waterways.
To make beer?
Oh, wherever they manufacture alcohol.
Really? That sucks.
It's a dirty process, dude.
Oh, and you're drinking all that? Damn.
But now they're like, well, it was in the past, but now a lot of these breweries, they take like their, the shit that's left over after, like, brewing the beer and they turn it into like animal feed. And that's good, but in years, up in Washington State, there was, you ever heard of Olympia beer?
No, I can't say I have. Sounds like it's a local thing.
Well, it was, yeah. It,
I have.
Manufactured in Tumwater, Washington, and they had a big river right by there, man. It polluted the fuck out of the river making that beer.
Yeah. Hey, man, real quick, can you hear Cloned and Milkman when they're talking?
What?
Can you hear Cloned and Milkman on the line when they talk?
No, I can't.
You can't hear anything?
Hey, what are you saying, crazy about?
You hear that?
Hey, I want to ask you, Carlito, you're a computer guy. You know anything about this Internet 2?
Internet 2?
Internet 2, they call it. Yeah, I hear they're going to try to shut down the Internet the way it is and go to Internet 2 and make file sharing illegal and shit on the Internet.
No, that'll never happen, man.
Really?
Impossible. Yeah, I mean, there's an Internet 2, but
never happen.
It's only used by universities. There is a second Internet, but it's
there
like
is.
Universities and like government institutions. They use that because if they need to transmit shit to each other, government-wise, like important people, they don't want to use the existing Internet because it's all full of people gaming and downloading porn and other crap, so they have a much quicker Internet they use. That's what I understand.
Oh, really? Yeah, it's been around for a while, huh?
I think like since the 90s. It's the one, you know, when Al Gore, you know, said he was instrumental in creating the new Internet, you know, and people thought he was...
in the 90s.
Yeah, well,
When in the 90s did he say that?
I don't know. It was during when he was still vice president, and then when he was running for president against Mr. Bush, Bush made fun of him saying, oh, he said he invented the Internet, when he was instrumental in pushing forward the legislation to build the second Internet that kind of is just used by major institutions so they can transfer files, and it's much quicker, much more reliable than what we would use. That's what I understand. I don't know.
Oh, well, that's good. That's like, because I think Internet's great, man, and I think that it should be like equal access for all people.
Yeah, it should be, and that's what the Internet's all about, unless you're in China.
Hey, anyway, man, you're having a great show, man, and
hey,
I
man.
Really enjoy listening to your program. And
hey, you used to call Art Bell, right? Isn't that your deal? Didn't you used to call Art Bell a lot?
Yeah, in the early 90s.
Yeah, that's when Art Bell was good, man, back when the whole X-Files was on TV and the whole black helicopters and all that.
Right, yeah.
Area 51
stuff. Back in the survivalist days,
yeah,
man.
Before
it
Y2K.
Like, yeah, all his commercials was, yeah, you better put away 50 years full of worth of food because Armageddon's coming tomorrow,
yeah.
And it's going to be no more. There's going to be the military around all the supermarkets, and he'd have commercials where you could buy 50 years worth of food in freeze-dried cans and shit, you know?
Yeah.
Guaranteed to last 50 years. When you're the last person walking around on the earth after everybody's died of the radiation poisoning,
yeah,
then you will have granola, fresh granola.
Yeah, that's going to save you. If not,
that'll last you to the
to year 2075, guaranteed.
That was bullshit.
Only $1,000 a can.
Yeah, they were selling that, the Christian people. I talked about this last week. The Christian groups were out there selling that on TV, on infomercials and stuff.
Yeah, the Mormons are really big into that shit.
Yep, yeah, they're freaks.
The
All right, man.
Mormons got a whole fucking mountain, man, where they can... Yeah. They, you know, if the when the shit hits the fan, all the Mormons gonna go underneath the mountain into this big fucking city, and you know,
and have like eight wives,
these little 14 and 15 year old girls. And
yeah, that's what those Mormons are.
The earth.
That's those Mormons are into that. You know, the,
oh, they really are, yeah. Man.
The extremist ones, they have like, you know, eight, you know, four or five wives, and sometimes they'll be, you know, 14, 15 years old and stuff.
Yeah, well, the break off polygamists of the Mormon Church. They have a whole city somewhere that's, they have a whole fucking city where the cops and everybody is a fucking polygamist, and, you know, they're rich dudes, though. They, you know, they can, fuck, dude, I get a girl, one girlfriend, man, she's always bitching, you know, she's always bitching about, fucking, buy me this, buy me that. I can't even afford one. When, man, these motherfuckers, some of them got five or six, and they all got their own houses, and
yeah.
They buy them each a house. And
that's fucked up, dude.
Yeah, right. Them guys are true fucking. Them guys, yeah, they're a true Hugh Hefner. They're true Hugh Hefner type fucking people, man. Where they're so obsessed with
what the
sex
fuck?
And shit that they gotta have five wives.
All right, man. Well, hey, we're gonna head off here. We'll talk.
All right, man.
We'll talk to you next week,
man.
And we missed you. Be sure to call in if I don't call you next week. All right.
Yeah. Look, can I just say one thing?
Sure.
And that's that I'm trying to get over being really opinionated. Going to prison really fucked my mind up. Where now I've got an opinion about everything, and I don't like that in myself. I try to love everybody on earth and accept everybody as my brother and sister. And I really am sorry if I sound really opinionated, because I don't really know shit. I'm a dumb fucker from California.
That's what they say.
And I'll tell you this, but I know this, man. I hope you all have a merry, merry Christmas. And I hope that when Santa Claus comes down your chimney,
bah, humbug,
that you're all bent over and greased up and ready to receive his gift.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Very
Bye
well
now.
Said. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, all right, brother.
Okay.
Goodbye.
That was a very uplifting call from a crazy fucker from California. Hang on, guys, I gotta unmute you here. Cloned is on, man. Milkman's on. So, yeah.
Hey, dude.
Hey, dude.
Who is Mad Radio?
Mad Radio is Madman. And, yeah, I was going to say, if either you or Milkman, can you kindly give Madman the information for the stream here, for the Sin stream, so he could join in? That'd be great.
All right.
Thanks, guys. Any Milkman? No, Milkman will take care of it. He does, or whoever, whatever. One of you two figure it out. I appreciate that. I got to take a break real quick, though.
I thought he was Jonathan. I didn't know.
Nope, it is, yeah, I know, right? Funny. But no, it is really a Madman. We gotta get him on the line here. Yeah, so the show is progressing here. We have a lot of callers tonight, which is always appreciated. Takes the heat off of me. If you guys wanna call in and talk some shit, if you wanna do a prank call, it looks like we have a working phone card now. And Lonesome Loser has tested it. It is blocking the numbers. Coming up as a restricted call. Super, guys. We're going to do about another hour of show here. We'll be signing off around 12:20 p.m. more than likely, so be sure to stay tuned. In the meantime, I need to take a break. I apologize. We're going to set everything up, and we'll come back and knock it all down. All right, you guys here with me still? Milkman? Milkman left. Clone will be here, though. Hang on, folks. We'll be right back after this.
Milkman.
I don't know. We'll be back in about 5 minutes, folks. Don't go anywhere.
Radio. We'll be back right after this.
Don't trust me.
Are you not entertained?
I ain't got time for this, man. I'm out. Not that I don't trust you.
Who cares what happens in America?
Well, we saved your ass in World War II. What do you have to...
We did, and who asked you out just now?
You piss off, woman.
Don't talk to me like that.
We don't need you anyway, bitch.
Shut up. Fuck you! Call me a bitch, you stinky fucker.
You are listening to the Madhouse Radio Podcast.
What's up, everybody? We are back. Madhouse Radio is back. Milkman is here. Clone Homegrown is here. Yeah, man. And we got Dr. Lego on the line also. Let me patch Dr. Lego in here with us.
Dr. Bro, say hi to everybody. You're on the air.
What's up, everybody? How's y'all doing?
How you doing, Carl?
You know, I didn't get to hear the show. I was doing some editing, but
I
wanted to listen, but I had somebody over here. I was editing a video for something.
I am porno?
No, actually, a band called Zebra.
Zebra?
Heard of them.
Zebra?
Yeah, a band from like the 80s. We were doing something with them.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to call in and tell you that, you know, everybody was excited about you being on, and I'm glad you're on, and I hope you're having a good show.
Right on, man. We're doing a good job tonight. We have a phone card problem, but I think we have it fixed. We're going to do it about another hour here.
Awesome, bro. Awesome. So the flow is flowing?
It's flowing a lot better than it did last week, I'll tell you what.
Because you just got to get yourself back in the groove.
Yeah, I had been out for like a month, so it took me, you know, I had to get back in a groove and get used to the new setup. But yeah, it's all good, man.
Yeah, you know what I love about you, man? Remember that show I did a while ago where I was like telling people interesting facts about like McDonald's food, about how
there was
no milk in the shakes, and, but you corrected me, you found out all the ingredients.
Yeah, there is milk in it, and there's a lot of other crap in there.
Milk. And there's all this like chicken gumbo and all this other kind of shit.
Yeah.
But I found out a very interesting fact today that I was reading about on the internet. I thought I'd like to share it with the people on your show.
Is it my award for being Man of the Year?
Well, besides that one.
Okay.
Besides that one.
All right.
Do you know that 80% of people that pick their nose at the desk wipe it under their chair?
Under their chair?
Yeah.
Really? I think the other half are probably eating it.
Well, 80% wipe it under their chair.
Do you ever see people pick their nose in the car in traffic?
Oh, dude, that's the funniest thing. I wish I had a video camera.
Yeah, I stared at some cat yesterday on the way home from work. He was picking his nose for like a good 10 minutes, I'd say. We're at a red light, and he was picking his nose. I mean, he was digging. I just sat there and stared at him, and then he looked at me at the very end, and he got like this pale look on his face and shit. And I was like, ha, you bitch.
Like, you're ever going to see him again.
Yeah, but I do it all the time, too. I pick my nose in traffic all the time.
Yeah, because, you know, you get bored, and there's like nothing to do. But you know what it is? What do you do? Let me ask you this. You ever have a problem where you go to pick your nose, and you think you're just going to be doing a normal picking, but then this fucking big booger comes out, and it might be a little loose or whatever, and you go to flick it, and it won't flick off your finger. Then what do you do?
I don't know, man. I have to wipe it on your... you know what? I usually, in a pinch, I'll wipe it on the back of my knee, on my jeans.
Really?
On
the back of your knee?
On the back of the knee, yeah.
I've never done that.
I don't know why.
You're walking around, don't people, like, behind you go, hey, man, you got like, boogers on the back of your knee.
You might see it, but, you know, most of the time when you're walking... They're not going to be seeing it, and half the time, you know, it's going to be covered because your knees bend when you're walking.
All right. Well, you know, I'm going to try that. What about if you put it, like, on your heel?
I guess you could do that, but, I mean, if you're in traffic, that's if you're driving
at
the time.
No, if you're in traffic,
you don't want to do that, you're getting an accident, man.
I got you. That's probably good, because if you can't get it, if you can't flick it out the window, if it won't flick off, you got to do something with it. Some people probably eat that shit.
Yeah, that's nasty. I don't eat that. That's nasty.
No, me neither. I can't be eating the boogers.
Yeah, I tried it once when I was 4 years old, and it was so nasty. I think I gagged and almost threw up. I remember that.
I think
that
I've seen Kimmy eat the booger though.
Ooh, really?
Yeah.
It really kind of
like ruined the whole thing for me. Two things I can't take about a chick is I can't go into the bathroom after they've been in there and like. If they left a floater floating around, that just don't work for me.
Oh.
And then the other thing is the flicking of the booger thing.
You know what? Athena hates it when I leave a floater. Like, I'll do it on accident. Like, I don't know. For some reason, I had this thing where I would get high in the morning, and I go take my morning shit, and I leave it there, and I forget to flush it.
Right.
And she'd get up, you know, to go use the bathroom in the morning. She'd see it, and she'd get so pissed off at me.
You had OCD, man.
Huh? What?
I thought you was a big OCD man.
A big what?
OCD.
ODD? Who, me or her?
OCD. He said OCD.
OCD?
You.
Me? I am, yeah. But sometimes I forget to flush the toilet.
Well, how could you forget not to flush?
I don't know how I do it, dude. Honestly, I don't know how I do it. Can you hear him, Lego? Can
yeah,
you hear
him? Me. He's a little broken up. But how's he coming in? On the phone or somehow else?
He's on the phone patch with the computer.
Oh, he's a little broken up.
Hey, Lego.
There's Clone.
What's up, man?
You can hear Clone. That's good.
What's up, Cloney?
Yeah. What's up, Lego, brother?
Lego.
Hey, what's going on, Milk?
Dr. Motherfucking Lego.
Wow.
Yo, so, you know, Earth Dog, I think, is mad at me.
Oh, he gets a little pissy sometimes. What'd you do?
Well, he had made a new logo for Prank Call Radio and changed it without telling anybody, but I really like the logo I created for Prank Call Radio, and I put it back. And I didn't know that he did it, but the one he made, just I didn't feel went with the site. But, I mean, he does so much good work for us that I don't want him to be like take offense to it. I just really like what I created, you know?
Yeah, he's a machine. He's good at what he does, man. He made that 98.6 The Mouth banner like in 10 minutes once, man. Like,
yeah, no, he does great shit, and yeah. I even think what he did was really cool. I just didn't feel it went with the site, and I'm branding that piece, that prank call radio thing that I've done. I want to make up shirts and hats.
Yeah, you got to get a store. Get one of those stores, man, on Cafe Press or something.
Yeah, I'm going to have like real, I mean, Cafe Press is cool, but it's very expensive. I have a friend who makes T-shirts. He's got a T-shirt printing business.
Yeah.
I can get him good deals.
Cool. I'm gonna be pressing a CD here myself.
Cool. Well, you
next
let
month.
Me know, man. I'll buy a copy.
I'll send you a copy, man. It's cool. Put that in rotation.
Crap.
And I gotta send you. I gotta see the high pitch Eric thing too. The high pitch Eric being chased by a fish. I'll send it to you.
Oh yeah, dude. I want to put that in the rotation.
Yeah.
Listen, I was gonna say, I'm redoing the whole rotation, and I'm also changing the port number of our show, of our stream, to 8017. Because for whatever reason, port 8000, I can't get listed in Shoutcast. So I'm changing it. I don't know what happened, but I did a test, and the other port will get listed. So
but 8000 won't? That sucks.
Yeah, I don't know why. Can't figure it for the life of me. I tried everything. I reinstalled it. I rebooted. I fisted my dog. Nothing happened.
Wow, that's gross. But that's good,
yeah.
Man. We're gonna lose some listeners. You gotta work it in. You know what? Can you leave both up for a little while? Just do a, you know, like wean everybody off to the other one eventually.
I don't know if I can. I'll try.
That would work perfectly if you could, or at least give people some time to spread the word before you do it.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm telling you tonight, and I'm figuring doing it. Hey, you want to do a
prank call?
Are you gonna be around New Year's Eve or? Or, you know, I was thinking maybe even Christmas Eve, you know. I was thinking of doing, like, you know, some pranks.
Christmas Eve. Christmas Eve is Sunday.
Yeah.
No, I have to get my mom's flying out to Puerto Rico of all days on Christmas Day.
Wow.
So I'm actually going to spend the night there and then give her a ride to the airport here in Orlando and come back.
Yeah, I was thinking of doing, like, an all-star show because, you know, everybody's home on the holidays. And
yeah.
I figured it would be
What about the Saturday before? What about this Saturday? Do a holiday special.
I'm doing a gig Saturday night.
Oh, shit.
I got to play. My band is playing.
Well, New Year's, then. We can do New Year's for sure. I could host it because I got phone patch
and
everything.
Yeah, let's do New Year's.
We'll do New Year's.
And then, because this Saturday, too, I think Serial's doing a show. It's, you know, his
okay.
Night. I don't want to cut in on him.
Well, if we do New Year's, if I host it, I'll have the phone patch and I can have you guys do the pranks. I'll dial all the pranks and all that. See what I mean?
That's fine. That sounds like a good plan.
All right,
man. I'm gonna let you go. I just really called in. You know, Zudo called me before, and he was like, you know, how come you're not on? I'm like, dude, I'm editing, but you know, it's all good. And he's like, yeah, because a couple of people are asking for you, and I was like, all right, cool. So I got finished. I called in.
Wow.
I'm glad it's going good. I didn't get to hear it, but I can't wait to hear the replay.
All right, man. No problem. It'll be up.
All right.
Later.
Have a good night, everybody.
All right. See you later, man. Dr. Lego, everybody.
Dr. Motherfucker.
Mr. Motherfucking Lego.
Was ist unser heutiges Deutschland? Nicht wieder schön und herrlich.
And there it is, everybody. Dr. Lego just called in. How about that? Oh, yeah, I got people on mute. Whoops.
Hang on, Cloned. Cloned is free. Milkman is free. Milkman, why are you under Cloned Homegrown tonight? What's going on with that?
I was talking about first. Ha 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 ha.
Jeez. All right, guys. We continue.
What are you
on
talking about?
In the team speak. I'm used to unmuting you first, and then Cloned, and then you're under.
Oh, speaking of team speak, I don't know the password to give Mad.
Oh, I do. Someone gave it to him.
He has it.
He has it?
Shoot it.
He's having a problem.
Oh, he can't connect to it.
I tried everything, man. Yeah. He's had a problem, man. He's on a different computer.
Oh, okay, I see. He's got to set it up probably. Oh, he'll figure it out. He's smart. He's a smart cat.
Man, I pasted him exactly what I have, and he can't get in, man. He'll be in a little bit.
Yeah, well, he's an idiot. How about that? Okay, hang on.
He'll get figured out.
All right, hang on. I'm sorry, man. Just kidding. But we got to do some prank calls, man. A lot of people calling in. That's always beautiful. But everybody, be sure to visit us online.
Yeah.
MadhouseLive.com. MadhouseLive.com if you want to call in. The toll-free line is open. 888-278-8509. If you want to reach us here, Madhouse Radio on AOL Instant Messenger. Madhouse Radio, AOL Instant Messenger. Be sure to visit madhouselive.com. And all our affiliates out there, PCU Prank Call Underground Radio, PCUradio.com, as well as prankcallradio.com. We love you all. I'd like to thank all 52 of you for listening right now. All 52 of you who are tuned.
I still have those illustrations that Tuck did.
Yeah. The Nazi.
Those are some funny ass things.
The Nazi ones, those are
funny. Yeah, those are fucking hilarious.
Those are fucking
oh
hilarious. Tuck's a cool guy. All right, guys. Hang on. We're going to call Bing's Kitchen. We're going to call Boo the Clown. Boo, B-O-O the Clown. Before it's too late. Hang on, folks. Next prank call is coming right up. This sucks. Now the phone card I got from Lonesome Loser is not working. The second one you sent, Lonesome Loser, is not working. Let me try the other one here. Hang on, dude.
Yo,
you guys have to hear this. This is fucking insane. This Lonesome Loser, he bought one of those spoof cards. This thing gives it gives you the fucking option to change your voice to that of a woman if you want for free. I'm not fucking sure.
Yeah, that's like Spooftail.
Yeah, I've never used that before. Hang on. Have you used it yet, Cloned?
No, but it's got a voice changer. It's got where you can record it to your email.
I gotta try that. Hang on.
I wonder if we can hear it.
I don't think so.
Hello?
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 How are you doing?
Who are you looking for?
I need to speak to Boo the Clown, please.
Can I ask who's calling?
My name is Marissa.
Okay, what are you calling in regards to?
I'm calling to book the clown.
Okay, and where is the location of the party?
It's at the St. Louis Municipal Theater.
The St. Louis Municipal Theater?
Yes.
Okay, and when is the event?
It's going to be next Thursday.
He's not available.
When is he available, then?
What are you looking for?
Are you trying to block me because I'm a woman?
No.
Do I not sound like a woman to you?
It has nothing to do with whether you're a male or a female.
Well, do I sound like a man to you?
No.
What do I sound like, a woman? Damn it. What an asshole. Fuck Boo the Clown. I can't hear it. I have no idea what it is. I guess it's just... I really want to hear what that voice sounds like if it sounds like a woman.
Call your cell phone.
Yeah, I'll do it later. I'll try it later. We're doing the show, man. Anyway, we fucked around with that. I'm sorry, guys. This is really, we're not having a good time tonight. I'm sorry. Okay. So, we tried Boo the Clown. Instead, we will now try Bing's Kitchen. No, Narcotics Anonymous 24-Hour Helpline. That's the one. We're going to call Narcotics Anonymous 24-Hour Helpline. One moment.
Sweet.
Heather Graham is so awesome in that movie.
I like what's her name, the redhead.
What was her name in the movie? Her porno name?
This is Jerry. How can I help you?
Hey, how you doing, Jerry?
All right.
Is this the helpline?
It is.
Okay, I haven't smoked crack in quite a while, and I've got a bag of it right here, and I've got my horn, and I'm afraid I'm gonna do it again.
Okay, so you've got some there with you?
Yeah. You're not a cop, are you?
No, I'm an addict.
You are?
Yeah.
What are you in for?
I'm in for, I wasn't a crack smoker. I was I did a lot of powder cocaine myself.
Oh, that's some good stuff right there, though. Yeah.
Did it for many years. I was a using addict for 27 years before I finally was able to kick it.
So what do you do now, hyperventilate?
Actually, no. I'm living a clean and sober life and enjoying myself, having a good time.
Is this one of those I'm saved kind of things?
What's that?
Is this one of those I'm saved kind of things?
I'm saved. What do you mean?
Well, you know, like, do I have to be saved by Jesus to become a member of...
No.
All right.
Got nothing to do with that.
You got the 10-step plan?
The 12-step, actually.
12 steps?
Yep.
What are the steps? Let's go. Come on, number one.
Number one, the first thing you got to do is you stop.
Okay.
And, that's probably the hardest step, okay? That's like, once you... The thing is, once you stop, then you got to learn how to live without it.
It's not fun.
No, it's definitely not fun. It's hard. It's a battle, especially at first. As time goes on, it gets easier.
Yeah.
Of course, it's easier to stay clean than it is to get clean. To get clean is very difficult. And some people, have to get treatment.
How long until I'm clean? When do I know if I'm clean or not?
Well, here's what you do. You stop right now.
I'm sorry, hang on. All right.
Yeah, here's the thing. You want to get clean now? Throw all that shit down that toilet. Flush it down the toilet.
In the toilet?
Stop using right now.
Uh-huh.
And then tomorrow will be your first clean day.
Hang on, I'm just going to get one little hit here. Hang on. All right. Did you never try to smoke crack at all?
No, I was afraid of it because of what I've seen it do to people. Basically, a lot of them sold their body, sold everything they owned, to get another hit.
Yeah, that's good. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about right there. Another hit.
Yeah.
So what was your drink of choice?
Drink?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I drink a lot of beer and whiskey.
That's what I'm talking about. I got some Michelob Light right here.
Yeah.
Come on. Check this out. Oh, it's so good and frothy. Don't you miss that?
No, actually I don't. You're just killing yourself with that bullshit.
Don't you remember how fun it was to get drunk and get behind the wheel of a car?
No, actually, I don't. I remember going to jail. I remember being locked up in the hospital.
Oh, so they force this on you.
I remember being close to death.
This is a court order thing?
I remember putting other people in the path of danger.
Like who?
All I gave a shit was about myself. I didn't give a shit about anybody else in this world. That's
wow.
What I remember.
This is
I
strong.
Remember the total self-centeredness of the disease of addiction. The part, like right now, when you're taking that hit of crack, you're just killing yourself.
Oh,
and slowly,
man.
Because you're chicken. You don't want to do it all at once. You want to do it slowly. You just want to kill yourself. That's how it works.
Yeah.
You're just basically just killing yourself. And you're fooling yourself. Your mind is fooling you, telling you how great it is, but in reality, you're killing yourself. Slowly. And that's what'll happen. Anyway.
Sir.
If you want some help, I would suggest...
Can I come in?
You can come to a meeting. We have meetings all over the metro area. You might, since you're a crack smoker, you might want to...
I don't like the way you say crack smoker, sir.
Okay, well, you're a crackhead. How's that?
You know who I really am?
You're a crackhead.
No.
Yeah.
I'm Satan, and I'm calling to tempt you.
Well, that's wonderful.
Would you like a drink of alcohol? Would you, sir?
Help, and you're very, you're psychotic. So, anyway, when you're ready to get some help...
Hey, when you're ready for some help... When you're ready for...
To get some help, feel free to call here. Until then, keep killing yourself.
Hey, did I tell you about my chapstick?
Okay, that was what it was.
Thing that said, look in the chat room when you get
I
time.
Hear death, man.
I don't know if that was funny or not, but that was what it was. I really...
That was good, man.
I half choked myself. I half choked myself on some shit. On some beer. Some warm beer. That was really nasty. I almost threw up. Wow. Rev says, wow, your crack rock sounded like burning leaves. You know what? That was like all ash, and I got like a ton of ash in my lungs now because of that. My bad. You know? Do you know Rev grows weed, man? I mean, what's up, clone? You used to be the resident...
Yeah.
You used to be the resident grower here. What happened, man? He dethroned you. That's sad.
I know. No, I've seen his shit.
Yeah? Yeah, that's cool. Are you cool with Rev? Is he cool with you, or are you guys on speaking terms? What's the deal with you two?
Yeah, we talk.
That's good. Good for you. Good for you. I see we have a lot of listeners still right now, which is a good sign. You said Athena always needs attention. You know, Athena isn't even here at the house. She left me for Christmas to hang out with her family. Like, they're going to be there for her. You know, I'm her family. Me. And I had to cook all by myself today. I had to cook for myself.
Me, baby, me.
Can you believe I had to cook for myself today and I had to clean the house all by myself? Isn't that a bunch of bullshit? You know,
dinner was killer to make them warm up.
These women, they just decide they want to get up and go and have a vacation. Who's going to clean the house? Who's going to cook? It's not fair. It's not fair.
TV dinner.
We have another caller here. Hang on.
Madhouse Radio, you're on the air.
Hey.
Hey, what's up, hey?
Hi, this is Jack. Is this the radio program?
It has been for the good part of the hour. How you doing, Ted? Or Jack? Oh, shit, we got an echo here. That's kind of scary. Hang on. What's up, man? How you doing, bro?
I'm doing wonderful. I just got done bleaching all the walls.
Oh.
And I've checked every light switch in the house three times.
Three times?
Yes.
Is that the
very bad things are going to happen?
Is that the OCD thing?
Yeah.
I do stuff in twos, to be honest with you. You know my OCD. I have to eat if I'm eating cheese doodles, I have to eat them in twos.
You ever stick two up your nose?
No, never. I've never stuck it. That would hurt. A cheese doodle in the nose, man. maybe a Cheeto, but not a cheese doodle though.
Yeah, cheese doodles, they have girth.
What do you prefer, cheese doodles or Cheetos?
I can't eat them.
You can't eat them at all? That's right, yeah, you're vegan.
No, there's these awful people make them and then they have germs on their hands.
Oh, well, that's gross. That's a big letdown. Well, they have the natural stuff you can get at the natural food store, you know.
Well, what I do before I eat my food is I sterilize. I'll take a bulka patty, and then I'll heat up some bleach, and I'll dip it in. Let it sit for a while.
Yeah.
And then it's safe to eat. You ever do that?
Bulka burgers are good. You gotta put some mushrooms on top of them.
No, shrooms are terrible.
Shrooms are terrible? Shrooms are good, man. Come on, get some portobellos on that bitch. It's all good.
They're a fungus. They're not fun.
They're good for you. Everybody should eat mushrooms tonight. Anyway, say hi to Milkman and Clone. Clone and Milkman are both reporting.
Yeah, go ahead and eat mushrooms and they'll all laugh.
Hey, kiddo.
Hello.
Eat mushrooms every day.
Yeah.
Mushrooms every day.
That's right. Would you like to do...
Bubba Barry.
Can you bless us with some Bubba Johnson? We have a black establishment we can call.
Yeah, call them up.
All right, we got Bill's Friendly Market. This is in Santa Rosa. Is that anywhere?
That's just trouble. Whenever they have to say that they're friendly, they're usually not friendly.
I know. It's probably like, yeah, we're in the ghetto, but honestly, we're friendly here. Don't worry.
We got a gun under the register, but we're friendly.
We got a machete and a gun within arm's distance at any time. But, yeah, we're still friendly. We're still friendly.
Word.
All right, we're going to play some Johnny Cash here. We're going to play Milkman. What do you want to hear Johnny Cash-wise?
Oh, man, play the song My Pain, the last song.
My Pain, the last song? Oh.
Yeah, the last song you did.
Oh, Hurt? Yeah, it's kind of slow. How about God's Gonna Cut You Down? I'll play that one. We'll play this one here.
Alright, hang on, folks.
Walk the line. Walk the line.
The next prank call of the night is coming right at you.
Thanks.
Yes.
Aww.
What? Third transmission. Hello there, I got your transmissions right here if you're ready for my transition.
I'm receiving transmission.
Where's my transmission
then?
Okay, here goes the transmission.
Okay. Your mother's a dirty whore.
Do you copy?
Yes, I copy. How many copies would you like?
About four.
Would you like a duplex, you know, duplex print?
Glossy print, please.
No, thank you. Thank you for shopping. All
right.
Take care of that gas.
I'm working on it. Hang on, let me shut that off. Let me clear the line here so we don't leave a 3-hour message for this dude. Yeah, man, that was something. I don't think I have any other numbers here, dude.
I have a number that. Let me see if I still have it.
Send it in,
somebody,
man.
It was a prank request.
Why don't we call Deborah Mansfield?
Oh, that's right. We got Deborah Mansfield. Hell yeah, we should call her. When'd you send that? Hang on. Where is Deborah Mansfield's number?
Now,
well, hell, send it, man. Fuck. Fucking bringing us down, Milkman, as always. Jeez.
Hey, it's not like he told you not to an hour ago.
You got a point. Now I'm bringing it up. Okay.
You have a card.
Right.
Why do you always got to bring up old?
I don't know, man. Deborah Mansfield's a funny lady. She's a bus driver, and she uses drugs. And we've harassed her a lot of times. Yeah.
That's a recipe for
it. All right. Milkman's going to send that in.
Drugged out bus driver.
Yeah. Hang on. We'll get you to talk to her. Talk to her as Boba Johnson. Hang on. Give me a second here.
Black or what?
She is very black. Black is the ace of spades.
Hello?
Yo, let me talk to Deborah.
Who I'm speaking to?
Yo, this is Bubba Johnson.
I'm sorry, how are you?
My name is Bubba.
I'm sorry you have the wrong number.
No, I don't. Let me talk to Deborah.
That's cool. I'm sorry you got the wrong number.
Right. Well, who you is?
I didn't give you the code or anything like
excuse
that.
Excuse me. I need to talk to it. It's very important.
Hello? Hello?
Is your wife home?
Oh, shit.
Hello? Hey, Deborah, how's it going?
Alright.
Yo, this is Bubba.
Who?
This is Bubba?
Bubba who?
Bubba John.
Who is that?
Yo, don't act like you don't know who I am.
You got the right one?
I got the right number one and number two. I got them all. And now I got you on the phone. I wanna converse with you a little bit about what done happened yesterday.
What happened yesterday?
Well, was you shopping yesterday?
No.
You wasn't?
No.
Nah, man, I gotta rework my story a minute. See, what happened was, I was shopping for my boy. You know, little Terrell?
I think you got the wrong person.
Nah, seriously, don't, because I know I got my story straight. Now, this is what happened. Terrell wanted a Nintendo Wii. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's that game all them kids be wanting now. And I was sitting in the Best Buy, and he was, like, playing that golf or whatever he's playing, and then the controller flew out of his damn hand and hit me upside the head.
Mm-hmm.
I was lying on the floor. I started having dream about this, that, and other thing, and then I came to. And the first thing I saw was you.
Who, me?
You was the first thing I saw when I done woke up out of being hit upside the head with that controller.
Oh. I still think you had the wrong one because I haven't been to Best Buy.
Now, how could I see you? Maybe I imagined that shit.
Yeah, probably did.
That's what I'm talking about. So now what I need to do is I need to come over.
You do?
Yeah, because somebody got to pay for my doctor bill.
Oh, they do. Well, I think you better get Best Buy. Because I think you got the wrong number.
Now, look. I know this is going to sound like implausible, but because you was there when I got hit, the store manager said you were liable.
Who?
You.
I am. I think you're wrong. I wasn't there.
You was holding the controller over my limp body in the Best Buy.
No, I was. I think that was a hallucination you had.
Now, look, Deborah. Is your husband at home?
How'd you get my number?
Let me talk. Put your man on the phone for a minute.
Huh?
Put your man on the phone. We need to talk about man business.
He's on duty.
On duty?
Uh-huh.
What's he dutying?
Duty in the Indianapolis Police Department.
Damn. You serving and protecting?
That's right.
He wasn't protecting me at the Best Buy, I tell you that much.
I haven't been no Best Buy, so you ain't seen me.
You say your husband's serving protecting?
Yeah.
You should have been there and take the controller for me so it wouldn't have hit me. You should have dived in front of that shit.
Who is it?
This is Bubba Johnson, the dude who got hit upside the head with the weak.
I don't know no Bubba Johnson.
Well, you do now.
Okay. Okay,
I hit you up after Christmas because I'm going to need some money afterwards. So I'll hit you up after that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get check back with me, then.
Yeah, you get your check after New Year's?
Huh?
You get your check after New Year's?
No, I get check every day.
Check every day? What you doing, stealing? Selling drugs?
No.
What you do to get a check every day?
I work.
You work? Man, that's the old way to make money.
Who is this?
Did she hang up?
I still think you got the wrong person. Serious.
Shit, you work to make money, man. That's old.
Uh-huh.
See, what I do, I ain't going to tell you what I do.
What do you do?
I don't do nothing. People pay just to look at me.
Oh, you got tough.
Say what?
You got tough.
No, people pay just to look at me.
What's about you look at?
You ever go to a circus?
Circus? Oh. What a clown.
No, I'm a big hairy man that ride on an elephant.
Okay.
You interested in something like that?
Huh?
You interested in something like that?
See something like that?
Yeah, you interested in someone like that?
No, not particularly.
Now, if I could control elephants, just think about what I could do for you.
Oh, really? Well, I already got somebody, so I.
And it sounds like you got that money thing all figured out.
Huh?
None.
Okay. Okay.
Well, you have yourself a Merry Christmas now.
You too.
I'm going to go head off. I got an elephant to take care of.
Okay.
And a bump on the head. All right. Have a good evening now.
I don't know.
Flushing the damn toilet in the back.
That was brilliant.
I don't know. I had to play a toilet there. I don't know why. That's something, though, man. I'm sorry.
Her
I had to let.
Was a cop.
I had to let my friend in.
No, her husband's a cop.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Okay. That's right. Dude. Yeah. Yeah. It's been a fun night, man. Hey, thanks for calling in, Ted.
All right. Later.
Do you have your own webpage yet, or is it just PCUradio.com?
No, it's just PCU.
PCUradio.com.
I kind of redid the site, and I'm kind of redoing it still.
Yeah. You need to give me your address, so I can send you a copy of my new CD that comes out next month.
Okay. Yeah, I'll just message it to you.
All right, cool. Cool, man. All right, I'll catch you later, bro. Thanks for calling in.
Later.
Later, man. That was Ted. All right, Will, say something.
Yeah, what's up, y'all?
Say it again.
What's up, everybody?
There you go. See, Will's here, man. I had to let Will in. Will's checking in. Oh, hang on. Our other people here are not on.
That's a good job, Ted.
Ted did a very good job, man. That's cool. Did you hear? You didn't hear the show at the beginning. What happened? I pranked this dude, and my caller ID was going through. It didn't block it, and then the guy called back. I was like, oh shit, man. He called back and whatever. I messed around with him, whatever, and he hung up. And then I was like,
I was like, oh shit, man, my Carl RD went out. That's fucked up. And then that second, I got a call from the from OPD.
Yeah.
Did you get that call too?
No, I listened in. I was listening.
Oh, you heard that? That shit scared the shit out of me. I was like, oh fuck, man, that's fucking clockwork. He fucking swooped down on me like a hawk. That was something.
That was classic, man.
That was, man. So how was work today, Will? How
was man, it was just like it always is.
Was it? We're in queue and shit. We're not gonna be.
I was late like always.
I'm always late too. I'm always late. Fuck a job, man. That's some shit. I might get a job at the university, man.
Yeah.
Oh man, my UCF ID. Worst picture ever. My university ID that I gotta get. I look like I'm a fucking I look like Droopy the dog. I'm like oh like meh like that on it. It's so sad and pathetic. But whatever. You might need to turn that fan down. All right, so we're here, everybody. We're going to continue doing a little bit more show. Will's late, but he's here nonetheless. Milkman, what's on your mind?
Hey, give me our name, man.
Yeah. Say what now? What'd you say? Milkman said...
Unmute me, damn it.
You're not muted. You haven't been muted at all. I'll mute for like, for like 5 seconds. Okay, aim. Allow the registration. Hey, right click. Oh, okay. My bad. Hang on, dude. I don't know how to do it. I don't know. Give me. We'll do that after the show. Anyway. All right. Speak up. We can barely hear you. All right. We got a bunch of numbers to call here. We got some numbers to call.
Yeah, boy.
There you go. Better. Okay. We got the Daiquiri Lounge. We've got Divas International Gentlemen's Club. We got Dong Boo Comic Store.
No.
Ooh, a Korean comic book store. That's some shit right there.
That sounds bad, but they won't answer.
They won't answer? They're from Lonesome Loser.
Paper store at this time of night?
Dude, Lonesome Loser never fails. It's, oh yeah, it's like 9:20.
Oh, well, it's Lonesome Loser.
We'll try it. They probably won't. I bet you they won't, but we'll try it. Ooh, Big Mama's Donuts and Goodies. A Mexican woman answered.
That one. That's the one.
I'm feeling that one right there. Oh, yeah. All right, I gotta
sounds
play.
Good to me.
I gotta play a goddamn song. Hang on.
Play two.
At the same time? That's crazy talk. Right, hang on, folks. Big Mama's Donuts and Goodies.
Hi, how you doing? Is this Big Mama's?
Mm-hmm.
You answered the phone there pretty quick, huh?
Who you want to talk to?
I wanted to make an order.
What kind?
For some donuts.
When? You want?
A large order for 6 a.m.
Hmm?
I need to make a large order for 6 a.m. What's your problem? Come on. Hello?
Yeah?
Get on with it.
I'm ready. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay, you got the pen and paper?
Yeah, I got it.
Are you holding it right? Bitch. I'm going to call it right back.
Can you write?
I don't know. What the hell? No, honestly, I didn't even have the headset on. I didn't know she was on the phone already. I got caught by surprise. Wow, so we waited, what, Will?
Hey, wait a minute. Call back
three minutes.
Matt Albert, or call back as Jack Masterson.
Very good idea. Milkman's always on top of things, isn't he? That's awesome. Okay, we'll call it back as Fat Albert. Hang on, this will be much quicker this time, I promise you.
She's on your number now.
Yep, she's on to us. All right, fine.
What was the first one you read out before the Divas Club?
The Divas Club? The Daiquiri Lounge?
No, before. Yeah, Daiquiri Lounge.
Daiquiri Lounge. It's probably going to be... Oh, that's in Puerto Rico. Oh, yeah. It's going to be loud, though.
Try that, man.
Boricua.
But you know... But if they never answer, the strippers never answer.
It's probably going to be really loud. But I'll try it. No problem. Hang on. Quasimodo Discipline 99. I take you out like a mason. Cut your head off like Jason. Like you're Freemason. Talk about that ghost he's chasing. Have you seen the skinny little boy that chases the white ghost at night? Have you seen the little boy? Face puffed up. Tracks in his arm. And his mind blown. His mom is somewhere drinking and talking about survival. Pops in jail or downtown in the Y. The little boy chases white ghosts with his friend and they get high. Hey, ¿qué pasó?
Dime.
How you say there, man?
Hello, who is it?
Do you speak English?
Yeah.
Good God, finally someone speaks English. Hey, man, look, I'm down here at the hotel at the Hilton, and we need to find directions to get to your place.
To get to my place?
We're at the Embassy Suites.
Yeah, but who sent? You know where you're going? You know where I'm at? What is this?
I don't know what the fuck. I'm at the Embassy Suites. I need to get over to your place. We're having a birthday party.
Uh-huh, but this is called the Zachary Lounge.
I know, yeah, well, I'm asking. You're in this Isla Verde, Isla shit, whatever that Spanish shit is, man. Just tell me how to get there.
All right, well, how are you coming? You got a car?
Yeah.
You don't know anything? You don't know where Isla Verde is?
Yeah, do you drive on the left side or the right side here?
Oh, man. But you don't know anything about Puerto Rico, right? You don't know how to get anywhere where you're at?
I know there's a bunch of Puerto Ricans here, and no one can give me a glass of water, and no one gives me directions, so help me out. Come on, man.
Well, you know where the Hotel San Juan is?
No. Where are you exactly? Do you know where the stupid Embassy Suites is, man?
The Embassy Suites, yeah.
Yeah, come on, man. You know they got the casino in it and shit?
Huh?
Oh, I'm right there.
Well, you gotta go to the Hotel San Juan. Ask somebody where the Hotel San Juan is.
Well, you tell me how to get there, man. Come on. Look, you speak. How the fuck do I get there?
I don't know how the fuck you get here. Why you gotta talk to me like that, man?
Because because there's no Americans in this stupid stinking island, and no one will give me fucking directions.
Well, maybe, you know, if you go back to the States, you'll find some more Americans.
Hey, why don't you get out of my island, huh? Don't we own this here?
Huh?
Don't we own this over here now?
Yeah, I guess you do.
Yeah. Well, give me the Pledge of Allegiance.
That don't give you no reason to disrespect me, man.
This is America, baby.
Yeah, but you don't need to disrespect me. I'm American, too.
Hey, come down here and wash my car.
Yeah, I'll come and wash your car, yeah.
What's so funny? I'm not joking.
Because you don't have your car here.
You Puerto Ricans are great car washers.
Well, thanks, man. Bring it over. I'll wash it for you.
Yeah, you know, it's too bad I didn't go to Mexico, I'll tell you what.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's cool, man.
Yeah.
No problem.
Yeah, you failed me again. Hey, man, what's your Social Security number?
Pardon me?
What's your Social Security number?
No, man, I'm an illegal alien, bro.
Oh, you see? I knew it. You damn yeah. Puerto Ricans are always illegal. You're not even a citizen, man. Let me talk to one of the ladies over there real quick. I want to talk dirty to her.
You want to talk to a lady?
Yeah.
No, I can't let you talk to a lady.
Come on, man.
The ladies don't like bigots, man.
I'm not a bigot.
You're not?
No, not at all, man.
You sound like a bigot.
I don't know what the hell a bigot is, but I'm not one of them. I'm an American.
All right, well, listen. I'm a little busy to be wasting my time talking to you, so
you,
I have to hang up.
You lazy spick.
And when you bring your car down, I'll wash it for you, okay, buddy?
All right, you lazy spick.
Take it easy.
All right, baby. Puerto Rico checking in, everybody.
That was a good call.
That was pretty good, I think. I don't know. I feel bad, though. I stayed at that NBC Suites hotel. It's right down the street. I don't know why the guy couldn't tell me. I know exactly where that is. It's that hotel he said. It's the nicer hotel there.
But then he said he was an American.
Yeah. He wasn't confrontational at all.
No, he was playing. He wrote. Yeah, well, he got a little upset when I called him the S word. But, yeah, I got to go back to Puerto Rico.
He wasn't really appreciative.
No, man. We got to start a poker night, man. Will.
Maybe. We might have to do that. I don't know. I don't really do the whole Texas Hold'em. I know how to play 5-card, though.
You ever play Tonk?
Yo, back in the day.
Tonk is the shit, man. You know, that's like, isn't it like spades? No.
None of my white friends knew how to play.
Tonk was good. I used to make some money playing Tonk. Tonk was good. And then blackjack. Always like blackjack, man. That's the best game to go to the casino. You play blackjack.
You can win. You got better
odds. Yeah.
Because you're limited.
Yeah, you have the best odds against the house, too, right? And if you do it right, if you learn how to count cards, you get an
and
advantage.
They kick you out.
And then they kick you out. That's true.
So anytime you win...
If you win too much, the hotel will kick you out. They will. They're known to do that, right? If you get some guy, some high roller making all this money, they'll kick you out. And they'll ban you.
No, they make you go to $100,000 minimum table.
Ah, see?
And then they figure, okay, you got to play here. You can't play on the floor.
So you can't play nickel slots? That's the stupidest thing. You ever see those old people playing nickel slots in a casino? You ever been to a casino, Will?
Yeah. I went to the one in Florida.
Which one? The Hard Rock?
The Seminole...
I heard that one sucks, though.
Yeah, but...
I heard they have, like, video poker and stuff.
Poker.
Yeah.
I lost, like, $50.
How about them Knowles?
Them Knowles? Who the hell's calling my cell phone over and over again? Jesus.
What's the name?
That's my girlfriend.
Omar.
Whatever. Fucking nuts. So, yeah. No, not Omar. Not Oma. I'm thinking one more prank call before we head out.
At least one more.
At least one more? We tried the friendly market. Hula's Chinese barbecue. Who knew that they would do barbecue? Yeah. We call the daiquiri.
Hey, look back on one of our classic lists of numbers.
If I even have any idea where that is, dude. Hang on. It would take me too long to get that text file up.
You want
to
call Charlie Patton?
Charlie Patton? Yeah, that's the dude, the hypochondriac, yeah. Right? Mr. Cell Phone in the Water?
It's rumored that he's gotten married.
Oh, really? Okay, let's talk to him. Oh, man. That'd
be fun. You can bless his new wedding and, you know, get some details.
Yeah, I suppose. That's funny. Anyway.
I don't think he'll fall for any blessings anymore.
Yeah, I don't know. This will be the last...
Don't tell him to take it up to the poop shooter or anything. Just come in real nice, like, oh, we heard you got married and da da da.
We want to bestow God's blessings on you and stuff like that.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yes, Father McCann.
Yeah. Okay. Hurry up with the number.
McDougan.
Where is it at? Is it over here? Charlie Patton.
Look. Yeah.
I got it. Okay. All right, we'll call that. This is the last fucking call of the night. And we will call... Well, I haven't heard this song in a while. Alright, cool. Hang on, everybody. One moment, please.
Please put a message on here, and I'll get back with you as soon as possible. God bless you all. Bye-bye.
I'm sending in these numbers.
Mr. Sir, thank you very much for your beautiful, blessed message. Mr. Patton, if you are there, please pick up the phone in the name of Jesus.
Was ist unser heutiges Deutschland?
Okay, then.
Nicht wieder schön und herrlich.
All right, I sent you a backup number.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. Well, explain that to me. You had a whole book that you were writing there.
No, this guy here was, like, sending out emails. He's wanting God to suck his cock.
What?
His name's Tony Lee, and he wants to hook up.
Tony Ree? All right, let me see that.
Tony Lee.
I know, I'm kidding. So you know I am looking for a very, very sexual man. What the good goddamn is this? Tell Carlito to act like Tony Lee sent him an email saying
Carlito's
he just wants
going
to...
gay.
I guess. I'm going to have to step it up here for everybody. Randy Dandy says, I hate to be an ass, but this guy is a complete moron. I have no idea who he's talking about. But that was at 11:16 p.m. That must have been crazy fucker. So that's from Randy Dandy. Thank you, sir.
Oh, yeah.
Smooth Stunner said, turn the phone a little, please. Sure. I'll get right on that. Athena saying, do you respond
here? Kisses, are you there?
Still. I think I have her muted.
Okay.
All right. Hang on, I'll unmute her. There she is. Oh, she muted herself, so fuck it. Clone Homegrown is talking some dumb shit. Okay, all right. Anyway, so what did you send me now? Tony Lee, a guy who has to get his cock sucked. Okay, fine. I'll call this guy, and this is it. I promise to God this is it.
Who said that? I think Carlito's talking some dumb shit. Crazy Puerto Rican.
You're just high, shut up.
I'm damn long
high every
Puerto
day,
Rican.
Make me shut up. You me.
Your call has been forwarded.
Oh, come on. You guys are killing me.
3-1-7. Jeez. That's it, man. Game over. Game over, man. Game over. It's over. You guys killed it. Hang on. Let me take these fuckers off of mute real quick. Cloned. Talking shit. Milkman talking shit.
I didn't do shit.
Yeah, whatever. I'll put you right back on mute if you want. That's it. Anyway, you guys have any goodbyes to say? Milkman, you have any news you need to report or anything you need to say? Make it quick.
Yeah, man. Everybody enjoy the longest night of the year. Because this is the longest nap you're going to get.
It's
every day will get longer.
Longest night.
And happy Christmas to everybody. And Hanukkah and everything else out there. All the holidays.
That's
enjoy
right.
Yourselves. We love you right here in Manhattan.
Even the Muslims and the Jews and the Hindus.
And all of them.
Yeah, even them. Even them who celebrate it, yet they shouldn't celebrate it. That's fine with us. Clone, go ahead and say goodbye to everybody.
Andy, we even kind of like them Republicans.
Goodbye, everybody. I love you.
He loves you guys. He's gay.
Happy Christmas. Merry Hanukkah.
Yeah.
Happy Jubeer.
Wow, I didn't even play any Christmas music. Isn't that fucked up, Will? You blew that shit. I didn't play any.
Fucked up.
That is fucked up, dude. Hang on, let's play some O Tannenbaum shit. Hang on, this is Charlie Brown here.
Oh, I missed you, Madman. Try and make it next week.
Yeah, man. Yeah, that's right. No Madman. So yeah, so Christmas, we'll be back after Christmas.
PC problems.
Yeah, well, we'll be back after Christmas next. I guess we'll do one more show before the end of the year. So there
oh my
is.
God, I forgot to send you the nightmare. Christmas
oh yeah, you remember we made such a big deal about that?
Send it to you, man,
we made such a big deal about
that. Yeah, that was hilarious.
Yeah, hang on, I think I might, I might have that. No, I don't.
Oh God, I hope you do. That's
I don't.
A classic.
I don't. That was funny. We kept playing that over and over again. Yeah, that shit was funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. All right, well, we're out of here, folks. We'll catch you next week. I'm not gonna play this to get out of here. Fuck that. Fuck that gay shit. Oh yeah, Will, say hi and bye.
All right, everybody. I'll see y'all probably maybe next week or something.
Maybe next week. Maybe next week Will be here with us. That'd be awesome.
Peace out, my brother.
Okay, where's the end show shit? Hang on, here we go. All right, folks, we'll catch you next week. Be sure to stay tuned for, I'm going to assume, Rev. And tomorrow morning, Rev. And tomorrow
later
night.
On, everyone.
Rev will be on tomorrow at 11 p.m. And he'll be on Saturday morning at 8 a.m. And Sunday night at 12 p.m. And more Rev on Monday and Tuesday. Wednesday, Thursday.
Jesus, I thought it was the High Pitch Eric Network. What the hell happened?
What are you, a vampire?
Excuse me, it's
you're a bum.
You know what, asshole?
Look, bitch.
Don't try and tell me that I owe you money.
I'm an attorney.
You
know. Ma'am?
Yes?
I have gas. Listen. Well, you owe me $5 for breaking the toilet.
Breaking the toilet? What toilet? Tell me who this is.
The white toilet. I told you already. My name is Bo Steen.
I ain't fixing nothing because I didn't break nothing. I don't use anybody's toilet.
You came down, you used the toilet, you took a big shit.
I took a big shit?
Yes.
Man, it wasn't me, pal. It was not me. You got the wrong guy.
Why don't you tell me in your own words? Be honest.
Sure.
The Russians are upset. We're trying to keep them at peace, all right?
So,
I need you to tell me everything.
I did not do anything. Basically, what you told me.
I mean, this guy, we could start a war over this.
Oh, God. You know, the judges, I don't know what they're going to think, you know.
What did they do?
Am I
in trouble?
Well, yeah, son.
What did they do,
you
sir?
You violated international law.
I really don't know anything about that, sir.
Well, that's ignorance of the law is no excuse. I mean, that's...
What did I do?
All right, we're all going to get our hand released.
People came from miles around to hear Big Rocket. He learned a few new styles since a two-year-old pickpocket. Clut owl, sad house, sickening. Now get retarded like Mad Cow, kicking in. Yick. Chris wasn't tricking, and what's in the stew if the flu is in the chicken? We all got our vices, some got the ball to call the shots off the dices, and that's Vic, bring slaughter to your section, have your RSMC get an order of protection. His name rings bell, said Jake, he sings well, even with this King Hell headache. Hit him with an anvil to trigger a scandal, if not just to get free press off the nigga channel. He only plays for high prices and raises his hourly rate based on how nice he is.
There's a lot of unready you raps. You don't listen enough. See me pissing enough. Leave your yellow spots around your bed area. Defecate around your head area. Precise when I meet that ass. They freak that ass. LeBray and what? Defecate on your apartment off one set area.
I provide clothes for individuals that come in and buy them from me.
Under slave labor.
Embroidery.
Under slave labor.
No, I don't have any slave labor.
Then why you call us
what? I don't have time for your bullshit.
You son of a bitch, you motherfucker, you are not speaking Spanish.
I know,
what the fuck you
speak,
want?
You speak English, I say.
You motherfucker,
you
motherfucker. Ah, go ahead,
you
man.
You other bitch.
Motherfucker, you.
You bitch.
Don't never,
I punch
never
him out.
Call against this boy, man.
Mow my lawn. Hey? Mow my
you
lawn.
You motherfucker.
Why are you so angry? But what's my squad?
Fuck you, man.
First of all,
I can't talk on this phone line. Just give me the room number and the last name I can call you.
Go smell their panties while we talk to you.
Who the hell is this?
Okay.
You're fucking lagging in the background. Who is this?
Let me talk to your hot sister.
Fuck you. If you call again,
How old are you?
13.
Yeah, fucking right. You sound like you're fucking 18 or 19.
I'm 13, I said.
You were a sick fuck.
Come on, let me talk to your sister, man. Be a pal.
No!
Have you ever seen your sister naked?
No!
Fuck you.
Look, man.
Fuck you.
I'm not on my fucking street, you fucking fat ass that fucking broke my fucking car.
You
yeah,
good.
That's right.
Look, man, I don't know what you be talking about.
I know what I'm talking about, because I fucking recognize your goddamn number.
Okay, look, I'm innocent.
Mahalo.
Aloha.
Aloha. Yeah, how you guys doing, man? I'm staying in Honolulu. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And I like chicken.
Yes, sir.
Yes. Can you bring me some chicken?
Oh, I cannot bring you a chicken.
What the fuck? A to the K, yo.
I know, but we don't have a delivery.
Can you dip a wing in your pocket and run it up to me?
Yeah, but I'm only one over here. I cannot drop a chicken on you.
We will give you a couple $100, though.
Even though, guys.
Show me your dick, motherfucker. You are a dick, you are a pussy, motherfucker.
Are you asking me
just
out?
Come over here.
Are you asking
just
me out?
To me. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it, you know?
Tell me.
Oh, okay, motherfucker. Do you know who's your daddy?
No.
Do you know how many guys fucked your mom before you came?
No.
Oh, that's good. Go
tell
ask
me.
Her. How many guys fucked her before you came?
Tell me.
You happy now?
Yeah, I am.
Oh, that's good.
Are you happy?
I'm happy, yeah, with your mom. Yeah, I fucked your mom. Yeah, I'm happy.